Now, Miss Becky, we definitely cannot have a fun Sunday without bringing Hogwarts into it.
That's right. What would it be?
Because it is, for sure, a magical time of the year as we celebrate Easter.
Magic. I got it.
I forgot my wand, but I do have some potions. Do you want some potions? I got Felix Felicis or Moonstone. No?
Okay. We'll skip that for now. But hey, Pastor.
Okay.
What happened to the naughty wizard at school?
The naughty wizard? I don't know. What happened?
He got expelled.
Oh.
Do you have a joke?
Yeah. I got one that was submitted by Sean from our Deep Blue crew. And Sean says, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Barbie.
Barbie who?
Barbecue!
Good one, Sean.
That makes me hungry for a Hogwarts feast. You got another Hogwarts joke?
Right. Hogwarts. Where do you find Dumbledore's army?
Dumbledore's army. I don't know. Where do you find it?
Up his sleevey.
Oh,
get it?
Army in his sleevey.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's try this one. Why did the wizard keep turning into Mickey Mouse?
Why would the wizard turn into Mickey Mouse?
She was having Disney spells.
Okay, but seriously, Miss Becky,
yes.
This is fun and all, and we get to wear costumes today, and we get to tell jokes, but it is still Sunday morning in worship, so I thought we could take a minute during this children's time to help people understand what Holy Humor's about and why it's appropriate for us to dress like this and tell jokes on this Sunday.
All right.
So go ahead.
I would like to hear. Well, I know that one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy.
Yes. It's also from Inside Out.
True. Disney, haha, joy. I know that... I know that joy really makes me happy. And God wants me to be happy.
God does want you to be happy. Do you know that Holy Humor Sunday is actually one of the older traditions of the church? Believe it or not, this goes back centuries, meaning hundreds of years old, if you didn't know what a century was. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hundreds of years ago, people started doing this, where after Easter, they would spend a full week celebrating, having picnics and parties and telling jokes. And the Sunday after Easter would be all about joy. And really, what they were laughing at was the idea of death, that there was this holy joke that they thought that they could wipe Jesus out from this earth. But ha, 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 he came back. And the biggest joke was on death. And so this is our Sunday that we have fun and we laugh, remembering that God is the source of our joy, that Easter is a joyful celebration, and that this is a time for us to be happy and smiling and laughing no matter where we are. Does that make you excited for this Sunday?
That does make me excited for this Sunday. So maybe we should end with one more joke?
Okay.
What did the golden snitch say to Harry Potter when he was feeling a little bit itchy?
Itchy? I don't know. What did he say?
Quit itching.
Mason got that one. Well, do you have a winner for this week's challenge?
I don't have a winner yet, because one of the challenges was dress up in your silliest costumes and send your picture in during our worship service this morning. You have until the end of worship to send me that picture. And then before the benediction, we will pull our winners for this week's 3 Family Faithline challenges.
Do you think there's people that can come up with better outfits than us?
No, I think Harry Potter takes the cake.
Maybe. I challenge you, do better than us, and let's see what you got.